Yvonne McMonagall, what a day for Donegal, Ulster champions.
Yeah, just delighted that we showed up, I suppose. Like, you know, prepare for I don't know how many months now, but just so glad that we got over the line, like, and we did played really well, like.
Yeah, and the goals were the big scores. You needed the goals to, I suppose, lay down your marker in this final, and you got amongst them, so you did.
Yeah, like Linda Martin from the Monaghan keeper. She's brilliant goalkeeper, and she kept a lot out, but eventually we broke the seal, I suppose, and we got a few, and it got us started then and got us motoring.
Yeah, and I suppose in the second half you weren't really troubled. You had that 5-point cushion at the break, and then you built on it, and once it went out to 7, 8, and 9 points, he's never really looked threatened in that latter half.
Yeah, I suppose everybody was going in, like, at the time you go into the change room, you're low confidence, you know, everybody was going in and they were all confident, happy with their game, so even if it was a gap, but it didn't matter if we were down at that stage, we were coming out and we were going to do the same in the second half. We were just mentally prepared, and I suppose that was the big one today.
Yeah, what does it mean to you to win an Ulster title?
Oh, just delighted, like, I don't know how many more years left now, so just this one really is a big one, and I'm just going to push on now and hopefully go far this year.
Well, there's another big step to come. It's the All-Ireland series. You're under the quarter final, and as we've been talking to other players here after the game, the All-Ireland has to be the next target for you. That's the next one.
Yeah, like, we've been thereabouts, but we never really give ourselves justice, I suppose. And we were close in 2015. We won Ulster, but we went on and it was a good Armagh team that put us out by 2 points, and here in Clonus, but you know, it's there for the taking this year, like, and it showed in the league. It was only a point, you know, between a lot of the teams. Like, you might lose by point, win by point, so it's really wide open this year. There's only 3 games left now to get to an All-Ireland final, and suppose to win an All-Ireland final, should I say, even. Yeah. But so it's definitely something to look forward to, and just take every game now as it comes.
Yeah. You've been playing football for a long time with Donegal, and I suppose saying that now you see yourself as contenders for an All-Ireland, did you ever think it would come to that sort of stage?
No, I suppose we were just, you know, when you're young, you're looking like a junior and intermediate, and you look up to the likes of Cork, and you just never think, and we probably were at that stage that far away, but it just, we had two great teams. Like, we got to the minor All-Ireland, and we lost the minor All-Ireland, Geraldine's team then, but they won, like, so it was them two teams that come together, and really, like, I'm just so glad that we're actually doing something about it this year now, and hopefully, like, we'll show what a good panel we have.
Well, listen, enjoy the Ulster celebrations, because you're fully deserving of it.
Thanks very much, Shoshin. All right.
Niamh Hegarty, what a performance by Donegal, Ulster champions again.
Brilliant. Every player, 1 to 15, even the subs came on. Just unreal. Everyone played their heart out today. It was great.
Yeah, I suppose, has that been key this year, that they just have such an experienced panel and a mix of youth in there as well, and that the things are all gelling together, and it's the right mix at the moment for you?
Definitely. Like, a lot of us have been around a long time, and experience is definitely key, but then young players coming in, you know, pushing us for our places. And everyone's getting pushed for the places of training, and that really brings everyone on.
Yeah. I suppose what was impressive about Donegal today was how well you've worked the ball, and how quick you've worked the ball, and the accuracy, particularly the kick passing.
Today it all went right. Like, the last days against Armagh probably didn't, but it's great when it comes off, and it was great. Like, 2 gears in full forwards, no one can stop them. Like,
I know you were working very hard out there, but to us it was a very dominant showing by Donegal. Did you expect it, I suppose, that not so much to have it that easy, but to be so much in control?
Well, to be honest, I didn't feel like that out there, you know, like, kept going. Like, I think the goals really, you know, that really put us in the driving seat, and keeping them out from a goal. Like, I think if they had got a goal, it might have changed the match, but thankfully our defence was brilliant, and never even had a look like getting a goal in the second half.
Yeah, how long are you playing football now with Donegal, Niamh?
Oh, geez, too long. I don't know, about maybe 10 years, maybe around that. And I was away for 3 years as well.
Yeah, and an Ulster title, and it always makes, I suppose, those hard days and those long days on the training pitch, and days when results didn't go your way, it eases it, doesn't it?
Exactly. No, there was many of the days that we've been losing against one about 20 points, so it's great. Like, I always knew every year we had the players, but maybe believe different things, just different things each year, but this year now, thankfully, everything seems to be going right at the minute.
Is there a belief there now to go another step further with the big one on the horizon?
Definitely. I think hopefully it'll be our year. Like, everyone's putting in the effort this year, and please God, that is the aim. Right. Try for All Ireland, I know.
Yeah, okay. Well, many congratulations. Fully deserving today, Niamh.
Thanks very much.
Can go through. What a performance by Donegal. Would that be one of the best performances ever by a group of girls from the county?
It's probably up there. Any day you perform well in a final is a good day. And I think everybody today was just super. And that's the key to winning, isn't it? Everybody, when you get everybody on the one day playing well, it's hard to stop.
Yeah, because everything was so fluid. It worked so well. It was seamless at times watching it, and it was exciting to watch, but it was enjoyable. What was it like out there playing on it?
Oh my God! The first half was fine. I think the second half was a wee bit of a blur. I was just sitting out there. I was like, I don't remember much about it, but it was lovely. The pitch was perfect. Conditions were perfect. No gloves. Lovely. Everything was nice and clean. With loads of space. We like a wide pitch because we've kind of pacey players to put it into the pockets and wide, and that was lovely. And we've really talented footballers too as well that play nice clean football. And it was lovely. Everything about it was lovely.
Donegal's at a different level then now, are they? Is that fair to say?
Aye. We're probably as good as we've ever been. As good as we've ever been. I think all the wee pockets and all the wee bits on the, you know, that in terms of your setup and your conditioning and everything is probably full done now. And any day you go out and lose, there's nothing left to chance now anymore. And that's just the way that it's gone. And I think Cork and them teams have set the standard, and we've just kind of followed suit now, and that's the way it is.
These are good enough to match the likes of Cork.
Why not?
Why
not? You know, it's player for player. Like, Micheál's huge on that. You know, it's like, if you believe enough in your ability any one day and you have the work done, then why can't you? You know, she's two arms and she's two legs as well, and he always says that. You know, even like, what's different? You know, and as long as you're working hard behind the scenes just as much as they're doing, then sure, why not?
Where does this belief come from then? Where does the belief in this group come from?
I don't know,
they can go and they can dominate an Ulster final like the way they've just done and talk about matching it now with the best in the country.
We've been around for a long time, to be fair. A lot of them girls have been there or thereabouts, and I think every year you learn something different, and we finally got to the stage where we realised football's football, and if you work hard outside of it, and you're training 6 days a week as well, and you're doing everything that they're doing, then why can't you? And Micheál's drumming that into us every single night of training. He genuinely believes in ladies football in the county, and I suppose it just breeds through us too as well, doesn't it?
Yeah, I know we've been talking about it to other players and supporters since this victory in the last half hour or so. Well, Ireland's the next thing. I know we're celebrating Ulster here, but this is the reality of it. They're going to step up and they're going to look at this performance of Donegal, and you're all Ireland contenders. You have to be like that.
I know, and then now you watch your top four in the country. When you're provincial winner, you're top four in the country, and that's a lovely, lovely feeling, you know. And people are going to stand up and take notice now, and it's about us trying to kind of to push on and not rest on your laurels and try and kind of get up there and keep pushing on. And that's the only thing now. I think that the girls are that hungry. We're all very hungry as a bunch, and that's I don't think that's going to be left a chance now either.
I can see the emotion in your face. You're loving this stuff, aren't you?
It's mad. Like, even seeing your family and your friends, even I suppose my dad and my boyfriend Sean, our fiancé now, they go to all our games when you're playing the worst football of your life and things aren't going well. They're still there after every game, and days like today when they're here and they see it and everybody's played well and we've got our due reward for all the work we've put in, it's lovely. It's an absolutely lovely feeling. And girls, all the girls, I see them now with their families, and it's the same thing, you know. They've been followed through the country for the last couple of years when we haven't been doing that well and maybe haven't played that well and maybe let them down some days, and sure, they're the same for you every day. Like, they'll still give you a hug after and tell you played brilliant when you were terrible. And that's nice now in days like today.